Gemara'nın gittiğin Daf Ayin Gimal, Terez Daf Bin Sutan'ın Gaili Nişmat, Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Sarab ve Merad Zekenati, Yefa Batırav, Abraham Ben Ester, Ruh Hashem Tenihan Begen Aydin Amen, Terez Daf Bin Sutan'ın Fuat Şelema, Moshe Ben Sarab, Moshe Ben Diran, Sarab Ruhama Batrachel ve Sarab Batrachel, El Narefan Alehim, Fuat Nefes, Fuat Adin, Fuat Ankara, Bala Bo, Vechem Yirasov, Ve Lomar Amen. We begin Terez Daf, on Daf Ayin Bet, Amud Bet, So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines, well actually 14 lines from the bottom, right at the two dots. And the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, a person tells his wife, this is your get if I die from this disease. Because if I die from this sickness, this should be your get from today. And the Mishnah said, and what? He got better. And he ended up going into the marketplace. He was recovered, but then he eventually got sick and died. So we said they have to assess to see if he actually died from the original disease. If he was from the original disease, he died, then it's a get. If not, if he died from something else, then it's not a get. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Huna. Gito kimatanato, the get of a shechiv mera, that somebody that's on his deathbed that says give the get, is like giving a gift, is like the gift of a shechiv mera. Ma matanato, just like a shechiv mera gives a gift. Im amad chozer, which is if, let's say, he got better. The shechiv mera got better from his sickness, so he's able to retract from the gift. Not his deathbed, and he said they want to give a gift to so-and-so. He thought he was going to die. But if he gets better, he's able to retract from the gift. Avgito, so to his get. Im amad, if let's say he got better from the sickness, chozer, he's able to retract, and therefore the get is going to be batel. Which means, not only in the case where let's say he stipulated that the get is only going to be hal if he dies. In that case over there, the get is not hal because he didn't die. There's even in a case where, let's say, he gave a get stam. He didn't put any conditions. But we know why he's giving it. We see that he's sick. You could assume that the reason why he's giving it is because he sees he's very sick. If he gets better, so the deen is, he is allowed to retract. Because we could assume the only reason why he gave the get is the condition, because see, he thought he was going to die. If he gets better, then he's able to retract from the get. Uma gito. Oh. And just like by a get, afagav delo parish, even though when he gives the get to shechiv mera, he didn't say beferush to give it. He was on his deathbed, he told the shaliach, write it. However, kevan de amad ketovu, it's enough. Since he just told the shaliach, write it, afagav de lo amar tenu, even though he didn't say the word tenu, the get is a get, because we assume that he was so preoccupied in his sickness that he forgot to say tenu, give it. But he means ketu kedvu, and he means kedvu vetnu. Af matanato, so too, when a shechiv mera gives a matana, kevan de amar tenu, when he told the shaliach, give it, afagav de lo kanu mine, even though he didn't tell the shaliach to make a kinyan, which means he didn't tell the shaliach, I want you to be kone for so-and-so, still it doesn't matter. Once he tells him, give the matana to so-and-so, so the gift is considered a gift, even though, just like by the get, you don't have to say tenu, by the shkimera, so too by the matana, you don't have to say that he should actually have to make the kinyan. That is the shaliach. The question the mefarshim ask over here, that what do you need this statement over here? It's obvious that he doesn't have to say to make a kinyan. We have a basic rule of zachin adam shalom b'farav, that once the shaliach acquires it, automatically the matana will belong to the person that he wants to give it to. Because we have the rule of Zachin Adam Shalom Efenab. So comes the Mefarshim over here and they say that you're right. In the Shechiv Mera case, it's obvious that you don't need a Kenyan. The Hadush of Rav Huna over here is that even in a case where, let's say, it's a yotzeh bekolav, where the guy's not a shkivinah, he's going out to be hung, and things like that, and he just says, give the matana, so still, you don't need to make a kinyan. And the hadush is also that by get, it's enough for him just to say kitvu, and kitvu is like kitvu v'natnu. So comes the Gemara and says, there's a question, tenan we learned in HaMishnah. Zegitech me'ayom imatim cholizeh. Right? The guy said, this is your get from today if I die from such a sickness. Ve'amad ve'alach v'shuk. And what? He got better when he was walking in the marketplace. Then eventually he died. He got sick and died. Omdim oto, so we evaluate him. Im machmat choli adishon met, if he died from the original sickness. Hare zeget, so the get is a get. Ve'im lav, and if not, eno get. Ve'i amad im amad hozer. But if you're just telling me now that a shechivna that gave a get, and what? And recovered, that he's able to be chozer, he's able to retract. Lama li umdina. What do you have to make an umdina to see if it's the same sickness? Hare amad. Bottom line, he got better. Once he gets better, the get is batel, you told me, which is just like a regular shechiv mera that gives a get, stam. So he's giving because he thinks he's going to die. Once he doesn't die, so he said it, the get is batel. So the same thing over here, we should say in the Mishnah. The guy got better. He's walking in the shuk. He's healed. So then the question then is, why are you telling me you have to evaluate if it's the same sickness? What do I care if it's the same sickness? Once he's recovered, the get should be batel. Amar mor bered Rav Yosef Meshemed Rava, shenitat mechodi lechodi, which means he never really recovered. He just went from one sickness to another sickness. The Kavara says, the ha'amad ketani. But the Mishnah says, he was omed, meaning he was, it sounds like he was healed. It was amad mechodi zeh v'nafad lechodi acher. Yeah, it means he was healed from this sickness and then he got another sickness. But the Kavara says, ve'ha'alach v'shuk ketani. What do you mean? The Mishnah says he's walking in the marketplace, which sounds like he's actually cured. Gemara says, Hanach al Mishanto. It's talking about where he's walking in the marketplace with a cane, which means he's walking debilitated. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is coming to teach me when it says, Olech Bashuk, Hanach al Mishanto, hu deba'inan umdina. That since he's walking in the shuk and he needs a cane, which means he's debilitated, which means you see that he's still sick. So therefore, you have to make an estimation that maybe, what? Maybe eventually when he dies, it's from the original sickness because he never really recovered. You see, the guy still has some of it in his system. So therefore, in such a case, he never recovered. You see, he's still walking around in the street when it's cane, so therefore he's weak. So therefore, eventually, when he gets sick and he relapses, you have to make an evaluation. However, idach, but another person that totally recovered, which means that he's not even walking in the marketplace with a cane, umdenenami lo ba'inan, he doesn't even need an evaluation. Why? Because minastam, you could assume that what? Minastam, you could assume that he died from the first sickness, which means if the guy, I'm going to say better, if the guy's walking in the street with a cane, so you see what, he's not 100% better yet, so now you have to evaluate, is it the first sickness, or is it maybe a different sickness? However, if the guy never got to that stage, he can even walk in the marketplace, the guy's still in bed, so then you got to assume that it's the first sickness or the bad, you don't even need an evaluation, and therefore the get is going to be a get. So again, let's review. The Mishnah's case is a different case. He's a regular shechiv mera that gets healed, mamash, the get is batel. He retracts. He doesn't have to give the get. However, Amish then talking about the guy never really got healed. The guy, yeah, he was walking in the marketplace after the sickness, but still, he was sick. So you got to evaluate. Does he still have it or not when he eventually dies? However, if he never even got to that stage to walk in the marketplace, that means he's still in bed. He went from one sickness to another sickness. You don't even have to evaluate. You can assume that he died from the original sickness. Shmap me now. We learned from over here. Shchid mera. Hey, shchid mera. Shinitak mecholi lecholi. That went from one sickness to another sickness and eventually died from the second sickness. Matanato, matana. You want to say that the gift is going to be a gift? Which means, because since he never got better in between, He went from one sickness to another sickness, which means in the case of the get, when he goes from one sickness to another sickness, it's not a get because he stipulated this sickness. Okay, so it's got to be this sickness. But a shechiv merah, he thinks he's going to die. He doesn't stipulate if I die from this sickness. So therefore, it sounds like from our understanding now that a shechiv merah that is sick, and he says, give the matana to so-and-so. I don't care what sickness he eventually dies from. Bottom line, he never got better in the interim, and therefore, the matana is going to be a matana. So the Gemara says, is that indeed true? The Gemara says, yes, indeed. In the Amar bin Hazar, Mishimed de Rav, Shiv Merah Shemitak Meholi Leholi, Matanato Matana. Yes, indeed. That the Shiv Merah that went from one sickness to another sickness, his matana is indeed a matana. Because bottom line, he died from the sickness, which is, what do I care what sickness he died from? He was a shechiv merah, and they said to give the matana. Rabba ve'rabba lo svira lihu haderavuna. Oh, Rabba do not hold of this opinion of Ravuna, that a shechiv merah that gave a get and then got better, that he can be chozer. They hold that no matter what, once a shechiv merah gives and says to give the get is a get. There's no backing up, even if he gets better. Why? Gezerah, shemme yomru yesh get me'achar mita. Oh, very interesting. We're worried that if you let a shechiv merah back out, if he gets better, the people are going to say, they're going to come to make a mistake and think that there's a get after death. How are they going to think such a thing? So look at the Rashi on the fourth line. Gezerah, shema yumru yesh get lachar mita. Di'i amad chozer. If you're going to let a shechiv merah, it gets better. If you let him retract, atu lememar. What's going to matter? The people are going to come along and say, lo avi get ad demayit. Oh, must be that the get is not chal. They're going to make a mistake. They're going to say the get probably is not chal by a shechiv merah until he actually dies. V'kachazina delechi mayit havigita. Because they see, normally when a shechiv merah dies, we say the get is a get. Shema mina yesh get lahamita. So they're going to say, what, the get is, you can give a get after death. V'atel lakshure, and they're going to come to me lakshir the case of zegitech v'acharmita. V'lo yad'u, v'kevan v'lo parish midi. Since he didn't stipulate, they don't understand the way the mechanics of the shechiv merah works. That it's mehayom, that's from achshav, if he dies from this sickness over here. And therefore, if you let the guy back out, you say, oh, the reason why he died there, because he didn't die, they're going to say. So therefore, but if he would have died, it would have been a get. Because what? Because there's a get after mitah. So by not letting the guy back out, which means when the guy's still alive, the shechiv merah didn't die yet, the get is a get. That shows the people that it's not the pshat that the get is chal after death. But if you would only allow it, and if you allowed a guy to back out, the shechiv merah, if he got better, what are the people going to say? Oh, you know why the get is not a get? Well, he didn't die. But if he died, it would have been a get. And they would think that at the time of death, the get is chal. And then when they would come to make a mistake, that you can give a get after mitah. So therefore, Rabbah and Rabbah hold that even if the shechiv merah recovers, the get is a get, he cannot back out. So comes the Gemara and says, but now the Gemara asks a question. Umi ika midi, the oraita lo avegita, umishum gezera shadin an eshet ish le'alma. Gemara asks a very strong question. Really, this case over here of the shechiv merah that gets better, really, midoraita, that's not a get. Because bottom line, he only gave the get because he thought he was going to die. So midoraita, really, it's not a get. So you're going to make a gezerah, and now you're going to tell me, because it is gezerah, that we're going to make a get. And therefore what? We're going to matid an ishet ish le'alma, which is min Torah, this lady's not divorced. And really, this lady's an eshet ish. So, midrabanan, because of this gezerah that you want, that people are going to be matir get b'achar mitah, you're going to go now say that she's divorced. You're going to matir an eshet ish deoraita to the street. What kind of thing is this? The Gemara says, in, yes, indeed. Ko the mekadesh adatad rabanan mekadesh, ve'afkinu rabanan kedushin inne. as we've seen this several times, we have a rule. Anybody that gives kiddushin, gives money, let's say, how do you have the kiddushin? With this money, he's giving the kiddushin on the auspices of the hachamim, which means he's putting his kiddushin in the hands of the rabbis. And therefore, they are able to be mafkia the kiddushin, which means, in this case, of the shchimera, they gave a get to his wife, and he got better. They're going to say what? The get is a get. What's the mechanics? They're going to say that the original kiddushin that the shchimera gave his wife, they're able to make that money, hefker bedin, hefker, and therefore they're able to uproot the kiddushin, the mafreya, by taking away the money. So therefore, that's the power of the hachamim. So in the end, the answer to your question, do the rabbis have the power to be to take a kiddushin, a marriage that's due right that they're married, and undo it? Yes, they do. Through the concept of askinu, that they uproot in such a case, they say that the money that was given, will say that wasn't given for the kiddushin. They can uproot it. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, we understand that's the case. They could uproot a marriage that was done with money. They could mafkia the kiddushin, right? They could uproot the kiddushin, kesef. Right? They could say that the money that was given for the kiddushin by the shchimera is hefker, hefker bedin. Therefore, the kiddushin was never a kiddushin. Therefore, it's very easy for them to say that what? That there's no marriage over here to start off with. However, Kaddish bebi'ah ma'ika le'memar, but what's the pshat? How would they do it if the guy was mekaddish, if the shchimera was mekaddish with bi'ah? How does the mechanics work like that? I understand the rabbis can be mafkia mamon, but how would they over here, in this case over here, if the kiddushin was done with the bi'ah, how would the rabbis approve such a kiddushin? Amar leh, shavyua rabbanan de'ailato be'ailat zenut, which means indeed, the hachamim, they're able to make that bi'ah bi'adznut. And therefore, they're able to even retroactively say that that bi'ah that he did for kiddushin originally will make that a bi'ah zenut, and were they able to take away the kiddushin even in such a way, which means the rabbis have the power to be all kiddushin, the kiddushin, no matter how he got in, whether he got in with kesef or whether he got in with bi'ah. Okay, so therefore comes out, we have a fantastic machloket comes out from that list again, the Gebe Shchiv Mera, can he back out or not? According to Rav Huna, Shchiv Mera, they got better, can back out from the get. However, according to Rabban Rabbah, he cannot because of the Gezerah. Oh, how does it work? Because the rabbis have the power to be Okir Kiddushin, the Mafreya. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. A Shchiv Mera gave a get to his wife. And he says, Zeg yitech mehayom imati meholi zeh. Right, this is your gift from today. If I die from this sickness, benafala bayit anav. What ended up happening? The house fell on him. Oh, hikisho nahash. Oh, he got bitten by a snake. Eno get. So in this case over here, he's not a get because in these situations over here, these are considered cases of onis. Onis meaning these excruciating circumstances that are not shchiyah. And we could assume that the guy never dreamt when he said, that if he dies from this sickness, he never dreamt, about other rare occurrences like a house falling on his head or getting bitten by a snake. He only said if he dies from this sickness. However, if he said, if I don't recover from this sickness, then I fell on that bayit, and the house fell on him. Oh, he kishu nachash, or he got bitten by a snake. How does it get? So the Gemara making a chiluk between the resha and the sefa. In the first case, where he says, "Zegi tech nayom," this is your get from today. If I die from this disease and the building falls on his head, we say what? Eno get. It's not a get because why? He didn't assume it. But in the second case, where he says, "If I don't recover from such a sickness," and the building falls on his head, so the get is a get. We don't understand the difference. So the Gemara says, "Maishena resha, u'maishena sefa." Well, what's the difference in the first case and the second case? Bottom line, what's the difference? He said, if I die from this sickness or if I don't recover from the sickness. Bottom line, both cases over there, he said from this sickness, and he didn't die from that sickness. He died from something else. So why in one case you tell me in the Risha, in a get, and if I tell me, it is a get. The Gemara cannot understand what the chiluk is between the cases. However, Tosafot understands a simple chiluk that he brings from the Yerushalmi. Look at the second Tosafot on the page. There's a big difference between them. Hey, listen, the guy said, if I die from this sickness, bottom line, he didn't die from the sickness. The building fell on his head, he died from something else. About the sefa, he said, if I don't get recovered, if I don't recover from this sickness, well, he didn't recover. If I don't recover from the sickness, no matter how, meaning if I die from the sickness, or if I die from a different way, but bottom line, he died with the sickness. So therefore, the Yerushalmi really makes a chiluk between the cases. If I die from the sickness, he didn't die from the sickness. Okay, we understand, the get or no get. But if I don't get recovered from the sickness, well, he didn't recover from the sickness at the end of the day. When the building fell on his head, he wasn't recovered. So therefore, the get can be a get. Comes the Gemara and tells a few episodes. Shalhu mitam. They sent from over there, which means from Eretz Israel. What was the case over here? It says that there was a story in Bavel. A husband told his wife that Haredikitech, from today, if I will not get recovered from this sickness. And what ended up happening? He got eaten by a lion. Oh. So now they sent the question to Eretz Israel to see if they get it again. So they sent back the question, Achalo Ari Elanu. So listen, getting eaten by a lion, it's not going to be a get. Because the Baal never dreamt of such a circumstance. He said the sickness. If I don't get better from the sickness. He didn't talk about getting eaten by a lion. Never entered his mind such a crazy scenario. And therefore, the get is not a get. And therefore, obviously, the Hakamim of Eretz Yisrael held that the bright that we just quoted is not accurate. Because our bright that said, "In lo e'aymod mecholizeh," and the building fell on him, how does it get? But when they asked the question, that the guy gave a similar case. "In lo e'aymod," what if I don't get better from this sickness, it'll be a get, and he got eaten by a lion. They said, no, he never thought of that case over there, getting eaten by a lion. Therefore, the get is not a get. Obviously, the rabbis of Israel did not go with the bright. So comes the Gemara and says, so you see, obviously the Braita is a shibush, meaning the Braita is obviously not accurate. Now, who does that mean? Not a story. A guy, he sold real estate to his friend, a piece of karka to his friend. He accepted upon himself responsibility to any circumstance that's going to happen. He's on the hook. He's responsible. If any problem happens with the field, he'll take care of it. Lesof apiku banara. At the end, the king rerouted the river, and the river ended up coming and flooded the guy's field. So the buyer of the field came to Ravina today. Listen, there's a situation here. The guy accepted upon himself full responsibility. Now the king diverted the river on the field, and he's got to pay me. Amar le, so Ravina says, zil shafele. So he tells the seller, "Okay, go make good on your promise. You promise that you're gonna take care of it. You're gonna guarantee it under all circumstances. The hakabili talek kolun sadimitchili, because after all, you accepted upon yourself any onus that can happen." Amar le Ravaha bar Tachlifan Ravina. Ravaha says, "No, unsade lo shchiyachu." So what are you talking about? That type of onus? It's unpredictable. He wasn't accepting upon himself an onus that's so far-fetched. The king is going to reroute the waters onto the field. That's unpredictable. Igagel milta umatal lekamed Rava. At the end, the question somehow ended up rolling to the table of Rava. Rava got the question of this case with the field. Amadehu, so Rava tells the students, unsa de lo shchiyahu. Nah, this onus over here is not shchiyah. It was never thought about by the owner, by the seller, and therefore he's off the hook. He never anticipated such a thing. He accepted responsibility on normal things that happen, not on this. So Ravina asked from Rava, What? Im lo eremot mechol ize. He asked him the question from the Braita that we just quoted. That if the husband says, if I don't get healed from this sickness, when I fall on a bayit, okay, sure, now the house fell on him, or he got pinned by a snake, how did they get? Even though falling, the house falling on him and the snake biting him is not such a shkia thing, but bottom line, if he ends up dying, so we don't say that it's a far-fetched thing, that it's an honest, that's not the shkia, we say the get is a get. So similarly over here, he should be responsible to pay for the field. Amar le Rava, so Rava says, Ve'ema Mirisha. You ask me a question from the Sefa that says it is a get. I'll bring you a question from the Resha, that bright, that clearly said, that Harezig Yitech Imati Mechodiz, if I die from the sickness, and the house fell on him, we said it's not a get, because it's a thing that's not Shia. So you bring me a proof from the Sefa, bring me a proof from the Resha. Amar le Rava, Hamed Difti Ravina, Umishum De Kasha. Resha Asefa. Hey, listen. Just because you have a question from the Shatri Seva that you don't understand the cases, I can't ask a question, which I'm bringing you proof from the Sefa. You don't understand the Rishat, so I can't bring a proof from the Sefa. Amale, in, you said, yeah, Kevan de Kasha Resha Sefa. Since already, you see, we don't understand this Braita, that the Rishat says that it isn't a get. And the Sefa says it is a get. Therefore, lo itmar ben midrasha. Must be that this braita is not accurate and wasn't said in the bet midrash. And therefore, it's a shibush. Therefore, it must be inaccurate. And therefore, zil batan sevara. And then we got to go with the logic. A normal guy, when he says, I accept upon myself responsibility for the field, he means I accept upon myself responsibility for something normal happens to the field. I'll pay you. But not on something that is far-fetched as such, like the king, like I said, diverting the waters. Comes the Gemara, tells another story. They bought, let's say, sesame seeds on the banks of the river, Nahar Malka. Some say that's the Euphrates River. Agur Malache La'amurinu. So they hired sailors to bring it over the river. Kabilu alayu kol unsa demitiyid, which means the sellers of the shumshemim accepted upon themselves any problems that will happen on the way, they will guarantee the shumshemim. Lesof istechar nehar malka. At the end, the river was closed, and the boats weren't able to pass through. Amru le, so the rabbis came along. And they said, Aguru Hamre Atrinu Niyanan. All right, listen, you guarantee that we're going to get these goods. And obviously, we can't get it here by boat. So it's on you to hire donkeys and pay for them to rent them in order to deliver the goods. Listen, after all, you accepted upon yourself any onus that can happen. Atu the Kamed Rava, they came in front of Rava. Amar lihu. So Rava said, Kate Chevre, you white geese. He called the rabbi white geese because they had white beards. So they were old. So he says, you white geese. Meshalehe gilime de inche. Which means you're taking the clothes off people unlawfully, which means you're wrong. They accepted upon themselves to give you the shumshemin, to pay for the shumshemin. They accepted upon themselves normal responsibility, but they never anticipated that the river is going to get closed and the boat is not going to be able to cross the river. So you're coming along with a claim, rabbis. Well, you guaranteed it. Any guarantee? Yeah, you guaranteed it in a normal situation. You didn't guarantee it for crazy, far-fetched situations. Therefore, he says, Kake havre, you white geese. He's talking to the rabbis. You know, you're taking the clothes off people, which means you're doing wrong. You cannot claim them to have to pay in such a situation. Okay, comes the next Mishnah. Now, we learned in the previous Mishnah, where a guy, let's say, tells his wife, Zegitech mehayom, to get from today, imati if I die. So now, let's say he does such a stipulation. The question is, and we asked this yesterday, what exactly is her status in the interim, which means, are they considered married, not married, can they live together, which means, if eventually he dies, he's divorced retroactively. So technically, they cannot act as man and wife in the interim, because if retroactively they're going to be divorced, they can't be together. So for that, the Mishnah says, lo tityached imo, the husband and the wife cannot be together alone, ela bifnei edim, only in front of witnesses, because we have to be concerned that what's going to happen, listen to the concern, that maybe he's going to have a bi'ah with his wife, and he's going to have a bi'ah for the sake of kiddushin, and therefore he's going to need another get, which means this get over here already he gave, right? But if he makes another bi'ah for the sake of kiddushin, so then he has to need another get for that bi'ah, and therefore, that's one reason why you need, if he wants to be alone with his wife, you have witnesses there to make sure he doesn't do anything. And there's another reason why you need witnesses if they want to be together, is because in the event, the very simple reason, in the event that, let's say, eventually dies, so retroactively, she was divorced. And the halakha says one is not allowed to seclude himself with a single woman. And really, she potentially could be a single woman, you know, retroactively. So therefore, the law is they cannot be secluded together unless they have a witness that is there with them. Now, who is this witness that could be with them? Even one person. Afilu al pi eved. Even if the guy's an eved. Afilu al pi shifha. Even a maidservant. Husba shifhata. But not her maidservant. Why? Nipnei liba gasba b'shifhata. Because the lady's accustomed to be with her shifha, which means she's not embarrassed in front of her shifha, and therefore we're concerned that she'll have a bi'ah with the husband even in front of her shifha. So the shifha will not stop, she will not be a deterrent. But any other ayyid, any other shifha will be considered enough to be with them so they won't be considered being alone. Now the Gemara asks, Mahi be'otan hayamin, which means the days between time that he gave the get until the actual time that he dies. So what's her status exactly over here? So the Gemara says, the Biyuda omer ke'eshet ish lechol devareha, which means, bottom line, she's considered a married lady. And therefore, if somebody, let's say, has relations with a b'mizid, he'll be hayav fenek, like the regular law of Eshet Ish. And if he goes b'shogeg, he'll be hayav korban chatat. Which means, bottom line, we're understanding now that really the get doesn't take place up until the last second that the husband was alive. Which means when he says these statements over here, which means it's like the language is really saying me'et she'ani ba'olam. That's the case we're talking about over here. Okay, this is for the case again. I have to explain you the case over here because it's very important that you get the case. The case is like this. Halezegitech, as you get, with gershibo, and get divorced with it, me'et she'ani ba'olam imati. From the time that I am in the world, because you have to give the get from when he's alive, if I die. So the question is, that language, from the time that I'm in the world. So the first shita wants to say that means the last second before he dies, that's when the get is hal. And therefore, any second before that time, she's considered a full-fledged eshet ish, which is the get doesn't get activated until the second before death. Any time before that, she's considered a full-fledged eshet ish. The Biyose omer, megureshet ve'ena megureshet. The Biyose says, no, she's divorced and not divorced, which is every second is now a safek if that's going to be his last second. And therefore, if somebody commits eshet ish at that point, you cannot come to bring a vadai korban. He has to bring what's called an asham talui. That's like a case of having relations with a safek eshet ish. Because when he says me'et she'ani ba'olam, you're right, it means from the second before I leave this world. Yeah, but what second is that? Every second now is a safek. Is this the last second? And therefore, we have a safek if when the guy had relations with this lady, if this is really an eshet ish or not. So therefore, according to the Biyose, he brings an asham talus. Again, let's just get clarity. When the guy made a statement that the get is going to be me'et she'ani ba'olam, everybody agrees that the get is not held only 1 second before the guy dies. Good. And therefore, she's considered an Eshet Ish up until that point. And therefore, according to the Tana Kama, if somebody went with her, Hayav, like a regular Eshet Ish, has to bring a Korban B'Shogeg, and he has Hayav Mitat Chenek. However, according to the B'Yoseh, now, since every second could be, that's the last second before he's going to die, so therefore it's a Sesek, Eshet Ish, and therefore you can't kill a person on such a case. And therefore, he has to bring what's called an Asham Tanui. Comes the Gemara and begins. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Ra'uha Shinit Yahada Imo. You have witnesses, let's say, this lady received the get on condition. Right? Mehayom Imati. Well, the get is from today, if I die. Now, witnesses saw Shinit Yahada Imo. Or Ba'afila. They saw there was a Yehud in the dark. They don't know what happened. Or she yashna imo tachat margelot amita. Or she slept with him under the bed. En hoseshim shimman et aseku bedabar achet. You don't have to suspect there was a tashmish over here. V'hoseshim mishum znut. But you have to suspect that there was znut. That he had relations, but it was znut. We have to see what this means. The en hoseshim mishum kedushin, but you don't have to suspect that he had the relations for the sake of kedushin to need to necessitate another get. The biyosib and the biyudal min af hoseshim mishum kedushin. No, you have to suspect that maybe there was he did it l'shem kedushin. So now there's a lot of words in this braita over here. We need to try to understand and make sense of it. So the Gemara says ma'ika amar, which means you told me initially you don't have to suspect that there was a relation. Then you tell me in the same braita that what? That you suspected there was a relation, but it was chaznut. Make up your mind, what is the braita saying? So the Gemara now reads in to the braita a little. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbah Bar Abu, Hachi Ka'amar. This is the kavana of the braita. Which means they saw, witnesses saw that the husband and the wife had yehud. So what? You don't have to suspect that there was a relation. Ra'ua shinivayla, but if they actually saw the biyah, they saw them having a biyah. Hoshishim mishum kedushin. You have to suspect that maybe the guy made it l'shem kedushin, and therefore he's going to need another get. Because his get that he gave his wife, that's for the first kedushin. But now if they have relations after that, so he's going to need another get. However, Natan la kisafin, but after the relation is over, if the witnesses see that the husband gives his wife money, hoshishim mishum zinu, then you have to suspect that what? That really, or you told that really, that this was zinu they did it for. Da'amrinan be'etnana natanla. You say that he, well, how do you know it's zinu? They wasn't doing it for the sake of kiddushin, because he paid her. Well, why did he pay her? Because he was getting zinu over there. Okay, we say that he gave the money over there as a payment. You don't have to suspect that he did it for the sake of kiddushin. If he did it for the kiddushin, he wouldn't pay her after. Okay, so that's exactly the case. So if you didn't see anything, that's really, if you didn't see anything, you just saw yehud, then you really have to suspect that there was even a relation. And therefore, what? The get is going to be a get, you don't need another get. However, if you saw them actually have a bi'ah, then you have to suspect that it was for the sake of kedushin. Therefore, they would need another get, unless you see money being paid after. Once the money is being paid after, it's not already, you could say that what it was for the sake of znut, and therefore you can rely on the original get. Now, as a bi'yoseh, even in this case, where he gave the money, you have to suspect that it was for the sake of kiddushin, and therefore you would need another get. Oh, so that's the way we're learning this braita. Now, once we're learning this braita, we're going to bring a statement now of Rabbah Bar Hana and the name of Rabbi Hanan. Now, in order to appreciate this statement, we have to just give you some information that comes from the Gemara later on that Pe'amek. The Gemara later on is going to say a case like this. A guy that divorces his wife, and then he went and slept with her afterwards, in a pundak, in a chsanya, whatever you want to call it. So Beit Shammai comes along and says, you don't need another get. Don't need another get. Beit Hillel says, you need another get. What's the logic of this machloket? So the Gemara gives a few ways to understand this machloket. Rabbah bar Hanan, which is the rabbi that we're going to discuss now in the name of Yohanan, said like this. The machlok that is talking about where you actually saw them have bi'ah. However, if you didn't see them, have bi'ah, you saw them walk into a room alone, they just said yichud, everybody agrees that you don't need another git. Okay? So the machlok at Betelel and Betshemai is you saw the bi'ah. Oh, once you saw the bi'ah, so now already Betelel says you have to suspect that what? That maybe it was for the sake of kedushin. And therefore, you're going to have to give another get. So now comes the Gemara and says the following. Keman azlahad amara baba barchana amara bilchanan. Machloket, this machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, do you need another get or not? Kesheraouha shenivayla. When they actually saw the bi'ah. Abandora uha shenivayla. But if they did not see bi'ah, they just saw Yehud. If they are called, you do not have to suspect that there was a bi'ah at all. Keman, who is that going like? Which means, according to who of the Tanaim of the Braita that we just quoted, are we going to say that what? That according to Bet Hillel, that what? In the case where there was a bi'ah, then already you have to suspect that it was l'shem kiddushin. And if there was no bi'ah, according to Bet Hillel, you're not going to suspect anything. So this is Kedivrei HaKol. This is obviously going like everybody, which means whether you learn according to Tana Kama or whether you learn according to the Biyoseh, Betelel makes sense. Betelel can be going like all those opinions. Why? Because Ben the Tana Kama, Ben the Biyoseh, and the original Braita, if the witnesses didn't see anything, didn't see any Bi'ah, so therefore they just saw Yehud, so it's nothing. You don't need another get, we said. But if they saw the Bi'ah, so then we say it's what? L'shem. Kedushin. So they were Betelel, it's going like Rabbi Yosef and Tanakama. Matif la Abaye. So Abaye has a question on this. Midi kesafim ketani. Which means the way you explain the Braita, you explain the Braita very, very interestingly. You said that if there was a relation, you have to assume it was Lashem Kedushin. But if money was tendered, if money was given, then you say it's Nut. Who asked you to explain the Braita like that? Does it say anything about money in the Braita? You threw this new case of money in order to interpret a Braita. The Braita doesn't say the word money. Who asked you to interpret the Braita? But if you see that the guy paid the money to his wife after the bi'ah, you can say the Shem's new. Midi kesafim ketani. Therefore, Abaye is going to come along and reinterpret the Braita. Oh. Ela amar Abaye, hachi kamar. Read the Braita like this. Okay, we're going back to the case. A guy gave a get to his wife and said, you know, it's from now if I die. Okay, so we said they shouldn't be secluded. But what happened? Let's say you have witnesses that see that they were secluded. What's the case? They actually saw bi'ah. So then you have to suspect, we're going to say it was znut. You don't have to suspect that it was kedushin. Where is the biyosev? The biyodamer af hoshishin mishum kedushin. Do you even have to suspect that it is kedushin? Also explaining totally different, which means like this: if you just saw yehud, you don't got to suspect anything. But once you actually saw bi'ah, so then already according to Tanakama, they're going to say what? You say it's loot, and if you would not necessitate another get. Whereas the biyosev is going to come along and say you have to hoshish for kedushin. Oh, now once you explain the Braita like that, let's go back to the Machlok of Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Keman Azla. Hade Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hana Amar Yuhanan. Machlok of Bet Shammai Bet Hillel. Where a guy got divorced and then went and made Yehud with his wife. So we had a Machlok of Bet Shammai comes along and says, you don't need another get. And Bet Hillel says, you do need another get. So according to me, then they said the machlok is when they saw the bi'ah was done, but it was a bi'ah. But if there was no witness, not see a bi'ah, you don't need another get. So who would this shita, who would Bet Hillel make sense like now? That you're going to tell me, if you didn't see anything, you don't have to suspect. But if you saw a bi'ah, then you have to suspect that what that was l'shem kiddushin, and therefore you need another get. Come on. Then it's only going like the Biyosef and the Biyudah, because according to Tanakama, if you saw the Bial, we can assume that it's Lashem Znut. So then we have to say that Betilel is Dafka going like, according to this version, the Biyosef and the Biyuda. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even that version of the Bright that the way Abaye learned it is not good. Matkif la Rava in Ken Mai Af. The word Af makes no sense the way you're learning. Why? Let's go back. In the Bright that you're saying like this. The Bright is saying that when if there's no, they didn't see any Biyah, then you don't have to suspect anything. You don't have to suspect there was a Biyah. You just see Yehud, you don't have to suspect. And then it's, but if you saw Biyah, so Tanakama is going to say, you say it's Znut. It's Znut, which means it's a leniency. Leniency meaning you don't got to worry about it, because they don't need another get. And the Biyosek comes over and says, Af Choshashim Mishum Kedushin. And you can even Choshash Mishum Kedushin. When you say the word even, it sounds like you're saying a leniency. That not only don't you say Znut, you can even say Kedushin. On the contrary, Kedushin is a Chumrah. To say it's Kedushin is a stringency to need another get. The word Af does not make sense the way Abaye is learning. Which means that Abiyos is being one machnir. If you see them actually have a relation, again, what's the case talking about? The guy says, Mehayom imati, from today if I die. Then they had the Yehud. So if no Biyah was done, if you didn't see a Biyah, you don't have to suspect anything that a Biyah was done. Good. But if you see a Biyah, so Tarakamas, you can say it's Znut. But the Abiyos says, even Kiddushin, even Kiddushin. The word even doesn't make sense. That word even doesn't make sense over there. So the Gemara gives another interpretation of the Braita. Third interpretation of like that. Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af lo la'ua shenivayla, choshashim mishum kiddushin. Oh, so Rabbi Yosef is very mahmir. Rabbi Yosef says, even, you know what even is going on? Even if you didn't see them have a bi'ah, you have to suspect that they had a bi'ah, mishum kiddushin. So therefore, it comes out the final understanding of the Braita is like this. Tanakama is going to say, if you didn't see anything, meaning you didn't see a bi'ah, you don't got to suspect that there was a bi'ah. But if you saw a bi'ah, or you have to say it's Lashem, you can't say it's Lashem's Znut. So according to Tanakama, it's very lenient. You didn't see anything, no bi'ah. You saw a bi'ah, Lashem's Znut. Biyosei goes to the other extreme. And it is not only if you saw a bi'ah, you say it's Lashem Kedushin, but even if you just saw a Yehud, even if you just saw a Yehud, you have to suspect that it's Lashem, Kiddushin, and therefore we necessitate another get, which means, bottom line, if you came along and told the wife, Mehayom imati, from today if I die, here's your get, and you gave the get. The get's by the lady already. And then the witnesses saw there was Yehud, according to Biyoseh, finished, you got to assume the worst, there was a bi'ah, it was a shim kiddushin, definitely need another get. Well, based on this, Keman azad amar ababar, barhana amar biyuchanan, mahaloket kishira'ua shenibi'ira. The machloket bet shamayim bet tilil that says what? When a guy got divorced and they made yichud and they have witnesses that there was yichud, the machloket is going to be dafka kishin of ayla. That bet tilil is going to say what? They have to say Lashem Kedushin if you need another get. But if you didn't see anything, you just saw yichud, then bet tilil will say you don't need a get. Everybody will say, Keman de lo kehad. According to this, it's going like nobody. Why? It's not going like any of the Tanaim in the Braita. Why? Let's go review the Shitot in the Braita. Well, according to Tanakama of the Braita, you're telling me what? That if there was no, if they just saw Yehud, nothing. And if they actually saw relations, you say it's Lashem Znut. That's not Betelim. Because Betelel is going to say, if actually there was a relation, you have to say it was Lashem, Kiddushin. So Tanakama cannot be going like Tanakama. Betelel cannot be going like Tanakama. For that matter, Betelel is not going like Biyosei either. Because although he says that if they didn't see anything, Adabar, Biyosei says that even in the case where you didn't see anything, you have to say it was Lashem, Kiddushin. Whereas Betelel says, if you didn't see anything, you have no mahlok, you have to assume anything. Only in the case where you actually saw them have a relation. So therefore, he cannot be going like Tanakama at all, because Tanakama says, if you didn't see anything, we say, it's okay. In that case, you can agree with Tanakama, if you didn't see anything. But if you saw a relation, Tanakama says, Znut. But there's a no. If there was a relation, you got to say it was Lashem Kedushin, so it cannot be Tanakama. Nor can it be Rabbi Yosef. Because even though Rabbi Yosef will agree with Betelel that what, if there was a relation, you say it's Lashem Kedushin, but he goes even further, even if you didn't see a relation, you say that there was a Biyah Lashem Kedushin. So therefore, according to that version over there, the way Rabba Barachana said in the name of Yohanan, the way he interpreted Betelel, it's not going like any of the opinions of that Braita. And therefore, just as a point of reference, You can't make a bright over that's going against, but say the Shita of Betelil, but Betelil Shita is non-existent. So that, as I explained to you, there's another way to explain that machloket of Bet Shammai and Betelil. So they'll explain it in a different way in order to make it work out with some of those opinions. So therefore, but the way that Baba Bar Huna in the name of Rabbi Yohanan explained the machloket, it's not going to come out the way we explained it this bright now as well. So therefore, we're not going to have a shita that Bet Hillel is going to be congruent with. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Be'amen.